AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Artemis II astronauts are back on Earth, the three Americans and one Canadian returning with a dramatic splashdown in the Pacific, then after a literally red-hot re-entry into Earth's atmosphere, hitting it at Mach 3, 33 times the speed of sound. Tony Cook at Aberystwyth University in the UK.
As soon as it reaches the atmosphere, you get a lot of friction of the air molecules bouncing against the spaceship. And that's why it's got a huge big heat shield on it to protect it, because the friction from the air is going to heat the spacecraft up to about 3,000 degrees centigrade.
The crew of four was the first to visit the moon since NASA's Apollo era more than half a century ago, setting a distance record as they ducked behind the moon's far side. In other news, Vice President J.D. Vance is on his way to Pakistan, leading the U.S. delegation for talks with Iran on ending the war. President Trump's expectations.
He's got a big thing. We'll find out what's going on. They're militarily defeated. And now we're going to open up the Gulf with them, with or without them. But that'll be open. We're going to be, or the Strait, as they call it. And I think it's going to go pretty quickly. And if it doesn't, we'll be able to finish it off.
And Jennifer King reports we now know what President Trump's proposed arch in the nation's capital would look like.
The U.S. Commission on Fine Arts has unveiled the plans. The white classical monument would stand 250 feet tall, topped by a winged liberty, flanked by two eagles, and guarded by four gilded lions. The plans put the structure across the Potomac River from the Lincoln Memorial on a traffic circle by Arlington National Cemetery. Inscribed on either side at the top, "One Nation Under God" and "Liberty and Justice for All." The project comes in addition to major changes Trump has made at the White House. The president said that Washington is lacking a triumphal arch like you'd see in many major cities. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is AP News. Walter Ratliff on AI Jesus.
Have you been finding those small pockets of stillness to notice God's goodness around you?
That's the voice of an AI representation of Jesus. It's coming from an image of a young, tan, bearded man that doesn't look 100% natural. This AI Jesus is from a company called Just Like Me, which charges $1.99 a minute to chat with an AI representation of the Christian Savior.
It has a focused set of information and purpose that's about the spirituality and the guidance and mentorship.
Co-founder Jeff Tinsley says AI Jesus has a role to play.
People are spending so much time in social world just scrolling. Think that a conversation, a meaningful conversation that's based on real knowledge and insight with a positive purpose of making this impact, how could that hurt?
This is one of at least a dozen artificial intelligence Jesus chatbots on the internet today. I'm Walter Ratliff.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.